Time to talk Hiawatha basketball. Girls coach Brady Jasper joins us first up. The Lady Redhawks 2-6 on the season have actually played two games since the new year. I haven't had a chance to really visit about either one with taking last week off. So a win and a loss and a good road win, coach. After the break, had almost a couple weeks off, but came back and won at Royal Valley 45-30. I know we're going back there a little ways, but certainly was a good thing for your team to come out of the break and get a road win in the league like that.
Yeah, it seems like a while ago, like you said, but that was a good win for us in Royal Valley, a game that we had a narrow lead at halftime there and then held on to it. It stretched it a little bit, but held on there for a double-digit win. Girls played pretty good on the road for the first time after Christmas break, made some shots. I thought their defense was pretty good. We got some production from a couple girls who had expanded roles, so that was a good way to start the new year.
Who are those two girls?
We got a little extra production from Kylie Nelson, who's a very capable freshman girl who's kind of expanding her role, and that's been good for us to see. And a few others, a good play from Aaliyah Contreras that night as well, led us in scoring with 15 or 16 points and was nearly perfect from the field up until about the fourth quarter. So that was nice for her to have a breakout game.
You bet. I feel like we've talked a lot, and I've talked with several other Big 7 girls coaches this year, and it's like a broken record, but there's a lot of pretty close games and a lot of low-scoring games, and you had one of those with Sabetha last Thursday. You were able to get the road game in at Sabetha, and just, man, it seems like it's tough to score or put any kind of like little run together. It felt like you were right there throughout most of that game, but just couldn't quite get over the hump on Thursday night on the road.
Yeah, you're right. I think you're probably a basketball analysis-minded enough type of guy that you can figure out what's going to be happening in some of these Big 7 close or low-scoring games, as you say, you call them there. But we expect several of them coming our way, and we'll see them throughout the league. So we just need to stay ready. Low-scoring, 29-26 at Sabetha. And I think you can look for that. There will be a few other games that might be played in a similar fashion for us, might be played in a similar fashion for Sabetha. Some other teams that are fighting to try to get up into the middle of the league, they might have to be determined by who wins or loses some of those games, just like we saw at Sabetha, kind of low scoring, slow kind of a battle. Maybe a first team to 30 some nights can come off looking pretty good.
Well, you have a midseason tournament next week, but a game on Friday night at home, that's against Perry Lecompton. And I'm sure before, you know, you get back on the court against Perry and then host the tournament next week, I'm sure you're probably just most excited to be back in the gym, period, and get a couple days of practice here with the girls back on the court here the next few days.
Yeah, you know, it is. It's important kind of like to make sure when you're missing school or we've had these days off and a few of them we couldn't even practice on, it's important, I think, for our girls or anybody's basketball kids at this time to get back into school and kind of get back on a normal routine. And I think that's kind of where we can set them up to be the best or do their best rather than just taking their own snow days and kind of having setting their own schedules, you know, and staying up late and sleeping in. So back in the rhythm and back on the schedule, I think will be better for everybody.
You bet. Well, we'll talk more during your midseason tournament that Hiawatha gets to host next week. Coach, thanks for your time, and good luck on Friday.
All right. Thanks a lot.
Brady Jasper, head coach of the Hiawatha Girls. We'll talk to Gary Smith about Red Hawk Boys basketball after this timeout.